This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, what do you say we pack up and head down to Lake Fork and check in with our buddy guide Seth Vanover, see what the catfish and the crappie are doing. Seth, are you with us today, bud?
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And thanks, like always, for sharing some fishing information with us. You and I have been buddies a long time, and you've, through our radio shows, you've pointed a lot of folks to catching fish, techniques and ways to catch them. I guarantee you, you have. Of course, we've got the big catfish tournament, the Yannis Catfish Classic, coming up May the 5th and 6th, a couple weeks away, I guess. Let's talk about catfish first. Have you got into any shallow water, you know, under a cork fishing yet? I have heard some reports of some people that, not a lot, but some have been catching them shallow already. So I guess it's that time, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there's some up there. We've been catching some good ones, while we're crappie fishing with minnows. But the bigger bite, we went out the other day, 31 foot of water, and we had two that were over 10 pounds and one that hit almost 13.
Oh boy.
So yeah, still the big fish, the bigger fish anyway that we're catching are still deep.
Yeah. When you're finding a place to bait, Seth, or to chum, I should say, are you looking for a lot of times, you know, ledges or intersections of drains coming into a creek, or is there anything in particular that in the deeper water that you'd be looking for?
The catfish, they're not like the crappie or the bass. Pretty much wherever you drop the chum, they're going to be there. So it's a comfort level for some people. Do you like to tie off? You know, mm-hmm. Do you want to just have your boat stable where you can tie off, make, you know, find the depth range that you want? Typically 25 to 30 foot year round. Mm-hmm. If you keep it baited, even during the spawn, there's still going to be fish out there in that 25 foot water that you've baited. But yeah, do you want to be able to troll over it? You know, it's a comfort thing.
Yep.
Drop your trolling motor and just keep your trolling motor over the spot. Or do you want to be able to tie to it? It's what makes you feel more comfortable. The depth range is the most important thing, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely a tie-off type of person. I like to stabilize the front end and the back end of that boat, you know. And that's where that, you know, that stump ring that you make comes in mighty handy. You just drop that thing down over a stump, and bingo, that boat's there, isn't it, you know?
Right. And that's, you know, and some things you want to think about. You know, if you're baiting it and people see you fishing it, well, they're going to fish it too. So it's, do you want to find you a stump that's a couple of feet under the water?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the stump ring really comes in handy. If you can see that stump and it's foot and a half, 2 foot underwater, you can drop that stump ring on there and you're tied off, but everybody else thinks he might be anchored.
Yeah,
or
right.
Something like that. You're not. You're tied off.
And in the real world, that is most definitely a factor. I mean, I've done it. You've done it. Have a big stick-up out there somewhere in the lake and spend your time and your dollars chumming it with soured grain or range cubes. And then if you go up there to tie off to that thing and somebody's there, I mean, it is public waters, isn't it? You know?
It is. It's public water. So, you know, don't get mad about it.
Right.
Just think about it because it's gonna happen.
Use a stump ring. Seth, I'm getting us a little bit off track, but describe how that stump ring works. It's something that you've came up with and you've got available, and it's awesome. You know,
it really is. It's a simple design. The ones I've got are 13 to 14 inch. They're steel rings that were cut off a steel pipe with chains welded to them. And literally, you've seen it work. All you do is just drop it over a stump. That's it.
Yeah, and it'll
down,
secure.
No tying, no nothing.
Yep, and then you get ready to go. You just jiggle it around, pull it up. And the thing is, it is below. You could stick it on a stump that's 2 foot, 3 foot out of the water, but you, where it's really golden is those stumps that are just below the water, where no, you know, you can kind of have a a secret
right.
spot, you know. Yeah,
that's where it really comes in handy.
You bet.
That you know, gives you an edge over a lot of people if you can tie off to a stump that you can see, you know, that nobody other people can see, but they don't have the way to tie off to
mm-hmm.
it. That gives you a huge advantage over a lot of people.
It does. You know, when you're chumming an area, sired grain, range cubes, whatever you're using, the whole key is to be able to fish right over it. You know, I mean, that's the reason that you put
that's
the
it.
Chum out. So you do need to secure the boat bow and stern, really, to keep it, especially if there's any wind, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And these things, like I said, it just gives you a tactical advantage over 90% of the fishermen out there, unless they have one too. And it protects your spots, I'll say that.
You bet. Folks, we're going to give Seth's contact information. That's Lake Fork Cat and Crappie on Facebook or the website lakeforkcatandcrappie.com. We'll mention it again in a phone number at the end, Seth, where folks can get a hold of you for more information down there at Lake Fork, you know. By and large, say we've got a hole baited out at 25, 28 foot deep. Say it's on a creek ledge maybe, you know. Most of the channel cat, as a rule, do you agree with this? Most of them are going to come, as a rule, close to bottom?
99.9% of the time.
Most all of them, right. So, and you sometimes, even those 10 and 12 pounders that you caught, now sometimes they'll try to jerk the rod out of your hand, but finesse on channel catfish is a key to catching them. I fish with some really good catfishermen like yourself and some others that fish for them all the time, you know. And if you don't get in the swing of that, what that bite is like on a day-to-day basis, you're not going to catch as many fish. Now, that's a fact. Sometimes even a big channel cat, he'll just suck that bait in and almost like hold on to it. And other times, you know, wham, you know you've got him. So I guess on a day-to-day basis, determining how they're biting is a factor too, Seth, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like right now, those 10-pounders we caught the other day, they felt like a half-pound channel hitting. Just peck, peck, peck. Of course, this is early in the year. As it gets warmer in the summer, we start summertime catfishing, you better be holding on with two hands then. But right now, all of them are just peck, 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 and you don't know what you've got until you really set the hook. And once them biggins figure out they got a hook in their mouth, you better be holding on tight.
Exactly. You like to use a lot of light tackle, really, don't you? So you can actually feel it.
The spinning rods with 12, at the most, 15-pound test. And if you play them right, you can horse in, you know, a 15-pound catfish on the light tackle if you do it right.
And have your drag set and then let the rod and the drag do the work to tire the fish out instead of trying to,
right.
as we say, don't horse them. You know, that's a quick way to lose one of those big ones. Yeah.
Let the tackle do the work. You're just like wicked tuna. Let them tire themselves out.
Exactly. What is your favorite hook size, Seth?
Number four, treble.
Yep.
That's it.
That's all you need. And it's stout enough to hold a big one, but yet it's, you know, I mean, you can catch a pound and a halfer on it just as easy. And, of course, there's all kind of good catfish baits, prepared baits. I know that right down there that Stubby's is real popular, and that's what you use. Regardless of what kind of bait you're using, chicken livers, worms, they'll all catch catfish. There's no doubt about it. Some of them are just a little bit easier and cleaner to fish with than others, you know.
But
I do believe, honestly, I'm not real sure that the bait is all that important, as long as it's a good. For years, you know, blood bait back, I'd say 15 years ago and back from then, blood bait was extremely popular. And if there's a nastier, fouler stuff to fish with than blood bait, I don't know what it is. I used to fish with guys that made blood bait, you know, and I don't know. It's just, but it was a lethal bait. I mean, they would.
Still hit, is.
It, yeah, I guess. Do you ever run into anyone using blood bait these days? I haven't in a while, but I guess they do.
Yeah, I know some guys that use it.
Yep.
And their boat looks like somebody got killed in it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But
yeah.
It works.
Oh yeah, it catches fish. Well, the actual spawn of catfish, a lot of people, I think, are misled on the shallow water bite. It's way too the water's not warm enough yet for catfish to be spawning, but a lot of those gar and carp and all that are up shallow laying their eggs right now. You know, carp will get in water 6 inches deep, really. But, you know, I know that's what those, when you get in the big numbers of catfish early in the spring, that's what they're doing. They're in there feeding on those eggs, right?
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
They're not even thinking about spawning. That water's got to be upwards of 70 degrees before they start to thinking about the spawn.
Exactly. Well, Seth, I wish we had a little bit more time, but some good tips. And the next time, let's concentrate on crappie. Well, here we are, I guess, third week into April, so those crappie are, I imagine, the majority of the spawning is about done, right?
They're winding up.
Winding down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're winding down. You can still catch some up shallow, but most of them are pulled out in the medium range piles.
You bet.
And it's fixing to start getting fun again.
Yeah, they get them concentrated. Well, Seth, your website is Lake Fork catandcrappie.com, and on Facebook, if folks go to Lake Fork Cat and Crappie and like that page, they can see what all you're catching, you and your clients. How about a phone number if people want to talk more fishing down there at Fork with you?
You bet. It's 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, thanks a lot as always, and we'll get you back again here in a couple of weeks and let you give everybody some tips and keep everyone tuned in.
Good. That sounds good, Luke. Thanks.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PyramidAir.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my catfish bubblegum, no stink catfish bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com, or you can Google catfish bubblegum.
Hi, folks. If you're looking for an almost new used car, I want to invite you to go to Big 3 Auto Group in Siegelville, Texas. Now, Big 3 Auto Group is located at 2200 North Highway 175, and trust me, it's worth the drive. You can go online and check out their website, Big3AutoGroupTX.com, and Big 3, use the numeral 3, Big3AutoGroupTX.com, or just give a call, 972-287-1744.